whatever this stuff is insane. Like,
I feel like I've always had a seventh chakra, you know what I'm saying?
A what?
Seventh chakra.
Oh, right, yeah. And now you can feel it.
And now I've gone back down to five.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just slowed down.
Yeah, right, it's gone. Everything I had is gone. All higher thinking is now a headache.
Fucking hell. That's fucking insane. Whoever made this, bravo. You deserve a raid, young man. Oh, old man.
Keep that in. Oh, Jesus. That's really loud. This is going to blow your fucking eardrums out. I'm not kidding. All right. So, the week. Oh, yeah, we talk about...
The book.
The book.
Yeah,
all right, so I made 25 gold, right? 25 gold schmeckles.
Oh, your little leprechaun, the rainbow, the gold, the pot of gold. Oh, me potatoes.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's you now.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, without
the, I have with, all the potatoes.
Without the ginger hair.
Yeah.
It's the potatoes. Oh, all yours now.
Potatoes. Oh, I really want me fucking potatoes. Yeah, so what I did was, I thought to myself, I think I said it on the scraps, I don't know if I got to the point or not, but I just, like, I came to the conclusion to give her one of the books that we were talking about. The one that I was just like, oh yeah, this book has like very, it's like very complex writing, a lot of like polysyndetics and like, oh, polysynonyms, whatever they're called.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about it.
And it's like, it's kind of like that. So I decided to just walk in to the place that she worked. I'm not going to name it.
Yeah, did you make an appointment first?
No, I just walked in. I just raw dogged it.
Ballsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
I just raw dogged it. And I'll tell you exactly what happened. So I had to go to a doctor's appointment because of certain... My shoulder. I fucked my shoulder up, but it was fine because I'm a hard cunt. Yeah, boy. I was just like... I was close to finishing the book that I was going to give her.
Yep.
And I like... I was just like, fuck, I'll get a coffee from Mackie D's and I'll just sit in my car and finish the book. Because what if she fucking asked me a question about it? As I've stated in my letter, which I will read out soon. Like, what if she asked me a question about it? And then I was like, fuck, I'll just finish the book. So I sat in my car for an hour, finished the book. I speed ran that shit because I've already read it like 10 times. And then I got my post notes. I said, to insert here. Here's a new hobby. Enjoy. The little arrow is telling you to turn the page and just says, I hope this holds a candle to Jane Austen. Call me when you're finished or have any questions. And then I left my name. And I left my number there and my name.
I just realized then that might mean, do I still sound all right?
Yeah, you sound good. Yeah, good.
I just realized that it's going to be a while until we actually hear back.
Exactly.
Because... if I was in that situation, there's no way I'd contact you back until I'd read the fucking book.
That's exactly. And your wife has been pestering me every day. Have you heard anything? Trying to make me feel bad or some shit. And I'm just like, if she messaged me straight away, I'd be like, my response would literally be, oh, you read the book fast. As per my directions, as per my instructions.
Mm. Do you think Sam...
call me when you finish the book.
Yep. Do you think Sam... wants to make you feel bad?
No. She's just really interested because she loves love.
She's excited.
Mm-hmm.
She's really excited.
She loves that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But like just bringing it up and I'm just like, it just makes me think about it when like my subconscious already knows that if she's who I think she is, she'll read the book and then call me. And this is going on like a wild guess. This is like a gut instinct.
Yeah. No, I know. I had that feeling when you said it and then I clicked in my head. Yeah, it's in accordance with the instructions that you gave.
As per.
Yeah. Unless I had a question.
Yeah.
Maybe if I was a cheeky boy.
The question is, if you pick the question, you fail. Because the question is, you messaged me straight away, which means you haven't read the book.
Yeah, yeah. Or if you have any question.
Yeah, yeah. But if it's straight away.
Yeah, the question might be.
Okay, I have to create like a scale of what is breaking the instruction I've put forth
yeah.
and an actual question and a cheeky flirt.
Yeah. Okay, so I had a cheeky flirt in my mind.
Oh, Jesus.
I send you a message.
All right.
And it says, could you come read it to me before bed, daddy?
No. No.
Because you don't want that.
I don't want that. Yeah. I don't want that fucking thought shit, cunt.
Mm.
Fuck that shit out of here. I want a woman. You know what I'm saying? I don't want someone who's hot. I want someone who's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. You keep telling me.
I know. You're like, but you give me that kind of question. You know my answer. Like, yeah. You give me like a question that doesn't exist.
I got to stop throwing myself at you.
Exactly. You got to give me something that sparks my brain chain.
Yeah. You know, I'll keep trying.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, so no response. But I know when I dropped it off on Tuesday. And she wasn't working on Tuesday because they told me at the front desk, fuck, I need a drink. This shit is crazy.
How long realistically does it take to read that book?
It's 377 pages.
Yep.
Of text all together.
Yeah.
No spacing.
Yeah, but size of books can change. Like, how long did it take you to read? Like a 6-hour read or?
When I first read it, it probably took me 2 days.
Yep.
But I was in IETs.
Okay.
And I read... Because the tests were easy to me, let's be honest. I just read the whole time in class.
Yeah.
Probably took me 2 days, which would be like 9 hours of reading, but more like 3 hours of rereading because the sentences are very complex.
Okay.
Very observational description kind of shit.
Throw in your study as well. It could be a week or two before she gets back. Easy.
Yeah, and she has sonography study, which is insane. Literally insane. So I don't expect a response by Christmas as my worst case scenario.
What if you just got a message to say, thinking of you, have a good Christmas?
That's fine.
Okay, cool.
Because that would mean that work has been put in for the book.
Would you say Merry Christmas back?
I would, but it would be like 3 hours later.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to. Yeah,
I don't want to be. I don't want to be straight away fucking Samuel. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Oh.
I'll be a tedious Tyler.
Very good.
Courageous Crowy.
Courageous Crowy. Sound like a teddy bear superhero.
Yeah, it could be cool.
Courageous Crowy.
Yeah, so we'll see, mate. But I won 25 gold schmeckles.
Yeah, what a fucking spoils. To the victor go the spoils.
Mm.
Netherworld, good place to use gold coins.
Oh, I'm going to use it on sushi.
I think they have sushi there.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to look at a picture of this Skinner dude. I see if he is fit as fuck or not.
Mitch Pileggi.
Because we were just talking in the main episode there about his pants.
Yeah.
And I think it's his body that makes those pants look good.
I reckon he's got that fucking, that built fucking Tennessee kind of fucking down south kind of strength.
Looks like he's got a great tight tuchus with a bit of lats.
He does squats.
What's his name? What's his real name?
His name's Mitch Pileggi.
Mitch P-E?
P-I-L. E-G-G-I.
Yeah, here he is. Oh, was he in Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. I'm searching in YouTube music. Hang on. Mitch Pileggi. Mitch Pileggi. Yeah, I think my Google's being slow. Oh, sorry, hun. The computer's running really slow today.
Have you tried turning it on and off again?
Oh, it's always the first, like, Google search of the day, you know?
Yeah, what's going on, mate? You fucking, you know?
I don't know, man. I have no idea what the fuck it's doing. I'm just going to turn off the Wi-Fi.
Refresh.
Yeah, I'll turn off Wi-Fi. Oh, here we go. Yeah, Mitch Pileggi.
Yeah.
How do I get a picture of him at the gym? Does he have like his own OnlyFans or something?
Know. I just gave you a name. I'm not an expert.
All right.
And if I was, I wouldn't tell you.
I'll say. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. This guy, this isn't him, surely.
What? What's he look like? Jamie, pull it up.
If this is him.
Jamie? Pull it up,
jacked for back then.
Really?
And look at the jean shorts he's wearing. Wow. Hang on, let me brighten
yeah,
it up.
What the fuck is that? It's on like the darkest mode.
Oh,
that's like Indiana Jones ripped.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Let me see if I can find something a bit clearer than that.
Oh, that would be around the time of fucking X-Files.
Yeah, it would have been roughly around then.
No wonder those fucking pants look so good, can't he? He's in shape.
Maybe he actually joined the Marines at some point, like beforehand.
Oh, because
he does look old. He definitely
drafted for the fucking Vietnam War.
I didn't realize he was so old, like to have gone through at that sort of, you know, in the 70s.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. It was only like 26 years ago. So he's like 50, 18, yeah?
Yeah, 50. 50's kind of, I thought he was about 40. But yeah, you know what? He would be in his 50s being assistant director.
Well, no, if he was 18 when it started in 1968.
Oh, dude, he was a skinhead in Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
That's who he was. Yes, now I recognize him. Look, this is the best I can do is this looks to be around the same time. And you can just see from his chest and traps that he's quite well built here. And his chukas, I'm sure, would be the same.
That's a, I believe it.
It's just, yeah, from real, recognizes just real. Above the nipples up. All right. Was there anything you wanted to talk to me about his pants?
No. They just look comfy.
They did look comfy. Yeah. But I know that they're attached to a belt, and I don't like belts.
Oh, really? What's going on with belt?
I don't know. I think it's because when you're fat, they're really uncomfortable.
What are you talking about? You're not fucking fat.
No, I'm not now. And I think it just sort of stuck with me that in my head they feel uncomfortable.
That's unreasonable, mate. You should give belts a try.
I have. They're fine now. And I even forget that I'm wearing one sometimes. But if I could choose to not wear a belt, guess what I'm choosing?
Not wear a belt.
Exactly.
I think that you should open up your brain to wear a belt on a lower setting. You know what I mean?
Just loosen up. Why wear a belt then?
Yeah, but you get that comfort. You know what I mean? What if you're going down to eat some shrimp, son?
Yeah.
Your belly gets a bit big. A couple of shrimps on the barbie. Never hurt no one except your belly line.
Yeah.
That boy is going to be there to support you instead of making you feel droopy and down. It'll help you. I reckon just give it a try.
I don't need the
support. And plus it looks nice.
Elastic.
Personally, I don't wear a belt. But
elastic gives you room to grow as a person and a human.
I'm not a belt person. Personally.
No, why are you pushing it on me?
Nah, just, trying to expand your brain, mate.
You know who had the right idea about belts?
Who?
Michael Hutchins.
Oh, mate. Never tear us apart.
All right, hard cut back to the episode. Is my toka poka around there somewhere?
What are you talking about?
The little stick that comes out of the green lighter thing. I don't think I brought it over.
No, I don't think you did, mate.
God damn it. Do you want to put some stickers on the table?
Sounds like a lot of responsibility.
Nah, don't worry about it. I think that Mulder...
Get Pokemon stickers?
No. Oh. They're all music band stickers.
Can we get Pokemon stickers?
Yeah, if you order them.
Yeah, I'll go find...
They'll be like...
I'll go find some.
Buy them on Temu or whatever for like $4 for a pack of 50.
Shiny Charmander.
Put every single Pokemon on there.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I get a corner. I get this corner right here. To put a 151, that's it. Just the boys, not those other cunts.
No, you should put them across the whole table.
Oh.
151 would take up more than just that little corner.
What if I come out here?
You just put them wherever you want.
Yeah, what if I get a whole corner?
Just not too close to the edge because we may want to route the edges.
I don't know what that means.
Make them rounded.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Ooh.
Morty.
No, geez, Rick. Oh, geez, Rick.
You got to show this. What's that way up here in your ass, Morty?
Those seeds looked pretty big.
They fucking look massive.
I wouldn't do it.
Do you reckon he spat first?
Yeah.
Yeah,
probably. 100%. Or, you know what? He's with Rick. Rick would have known a good way to do it, you know?
Probably got that blurbubbly and jube jelly.
You know, he probably just has a way to actually just put them in there without even, like, make them tiny so that they're not actually up there. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Without going too far into it, wouldn't it be cool to be the first people looking at that footage?
Oh, yeah.
It would be cool to look at the footage that's the first of anything to look at. Yeah. So for instance, if someone said that, I don't know, what's a good event? Jesus walked on water.
Ooh.
And they filmed it.
Holy
but
shit.
The film is like top secret.
Oh.
And you're the president and you get to look at it first.
Fuck.
Like, just imagine being able to do those kind of things.
What kind
so you weren't there to witness it, but you do get to...
How do I know it's real?
Because you're the big boss. So everything comes to you that is legit. It's already been
fact-checked. Yeah, but I don't trust no one. If I got to the top, I don't trust in nothing.
Oh, they'll bring Jesus with you to verify it. Certificate of authenticity.
Fine. I'll probably be like, that's legit. I'd be like, cool. We have to tell the American people about this Jesus Christ. Christ is king, I swear to God, I swear, he's with me everywhere, Christ is king.
Where would he fit in Trump's parliament?
He would be the director of national intelligence, because he knows your sins, because he's died for them, and if he's died for them, he knows how to prevent them, something like that.
What about, is it like there's a minister of religion or something like that? Culture? Wait, wait, if we put Jesus in parliament in the United States, is that kind of like a Hitler of Christianity?
Whoa. No, 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 we ain't doing it.
Is that what would happen?
It would be slow and methodical, so you couldn't track it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I have to beep out that word, the Hitler one?
Ah, it's scraps, man. It is what it is.
Okay.
You can if you want, pussy. Nah, screw you. Yeah. Nah, I don't care.
I don't know how. Nah, you know what? You know what? People have been throwing the Hitler word around lately for people who aren't actually even close to Hitler.
Really?
And yeah, so they're calling people who don't want, you know, the immigrants coming and flooding the shores of England.
Mm.
They're calling the people who don't want that to happen Hitlers.
Yeah.
And Nazis.
You know what they're not calling people? Stalins, which is a fucking a lot worse.
What's a Stalin?
Fucking Joseph Stalin.
Oh, Stalin. Right, gotcha.
A lot fucking worse.
Oh, way worse. But they probably don't even know much about Hitler, you know what I mean?
It's just like a page, like a Yu-Gi-Oh card they pull out.
Yeah. Do you know that there's a, did you see the Joe Rogan talk about AI translating Hitler's speeches into English?
No.
In his own voice?
I did not.
Dude, it's wild.
Crazy.
Do you want me to play you some?
Nah.
Okay.
Because I might get inspired.
Yeah. It's quite inspiring.
Jesus.
No, it is.
Yeah, it probably would be.
Imagine
that. Imagine being like fucking in there and you're fucking, oh, you're like a big old, you got the red cross and the black shit on, son.
The brown suit.
The brown suit with the red shit. You know what I'm saying? And you've got your boots that shined up. Go to your fucking brass and golden shit on your fucking uniform. And this motherfucker's spewing shit. And you're just like, yes, son. Yes, son.
Well, that's the idea of military, right? Is to look and feel strong and powerful.
It'd be fucking crazy.
And it, like you said, we do it slow and methodical. Believe it or not, Hitler was slow and methodical.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it all stemmed from the blood vein, if you fucking know your history. And that's what he got jailed for.
He appealed to the public to be, you know, to the things that they were literally being oppressed with.
Yeah, which came to the conclusion of the blood vein.
Yeah, so it has nothing to do with wanting to stop immigrants coming to your country for a cause of safety of your own community. I think that's protecting your own community.
I think we need to fucking calm down.
No, protecting your own community is really fucking important.
It is. It is.
Really important. Not to stop immigrants, but... You know,
to vet them
properly.
Exactly.
100%
through a legal process.
And the community that those people are going into should have a part of that integration process too.
Exactly.
I guess that was a tangent in the end.
That was that went somewhere.
we
fucking somewhere, cunt.
Yeah.
There was a place that went.
The first time
and then we fucking...
I was so close to playing it over the headphones for us.
Yeah.
For what it
I
was.
I remembered.
Tell us.
I fucking remembered. I peed out a kidney stone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I was right on it when I said the dog beads.
You were right on it.
Yeah.
I talked about coming out your dick and I was like, oh my God, that happened to me.
Tell me about peeing out a kidney stone.
Okay.
This will be a great scrap as well.
This was like 2017. No, 2018.
Okay. So it would have been just before I would have even met you.
Yeah. March 18 when I was living in my little bungalow with a ram and we had a pool and like a Maori neighbor who made me cake and stuff. And we lived in beautiful harmony.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Oh, I loved her so much. Anyway, so I was, you know, I was living there, just got our relationship. You know, I had a hard slog with me dad on his farm. And then he was like, I'm moving away. And I was like, righto, I'll move somewhere. And I moved there. Mems is dying in the background, BT Dubs. And so I was just like drinking and fucking smoking Taylors and just drinking heaps. And not barely drinking water. Rem would eat like fucking delicious food and I would eat just like fucking San Remo mac and cheese Alfredo mixes.
They're good. I like them.
With the little cartons of milk because I didn't have a fridge or a microwave.
Yuck. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Because you know me, I'm kind of like low tech.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're low tech.
You know what I mean though?
Yeah.
Like I can survive.
Cheap.
Yeah, I'm cheap. I'm really fucking cheap.
But that part of you inspires me to be better with money.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I'm bad, but I make some more impulsive decisions.
Yeah, and that's fine.
As long as I keep my numbers in the black, I'm happy. Yeah. But yeah, that's, you've made me think more about it than I probably ever had, which is good. I think it's a good influence. That's what I'm getting at.
I lived like that for a year. No, 2 years.
How do you mean you live like that? Like eating just that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, yeah. So at some point.
Respect.
In 2018.
So fast and loose game.
I was all over the joint, right? I was.
Yeah.
My main LAC, I was going on every fucking trip. I was going everywhere. Rem's getting looked after. Rah, rah, come back. I'll be on the Riz. Go out with the boys. Fucking get birds. Tinder. Smash this, that. Bish, bash, bosh. At some point, I took 2 weeks off on my birthday to just like chill out. And in that 2 weeks, I got a kidney stone.
How did you know? Like, what was the first sign?
For a few weeks, my like actual bladder would hurt.
Yeah, is that on like your sort of left side?
Yeah, it kind of like, it felt like it,
left low.
It was all the way down. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like a deep pain?
Oh, yeah. Like it hurt. Hurt to pee. It hurt to pee so much.
Right. So it first sort of presented its symptoms as a, I feel like we're a doctor show. It first presented its symptoms when you were urinating.
Yes.
Damn. Yeah. That would have been like, you kind of know that's something like that then. You're
yeah,
like,
I thought
oh,
I had
STD.
Fucking syphilis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, what the fuck's going on? I think I was just like, oh, maybe I've been a bit, you know, too crowy with it.
Yeah.
And I should settle down.
Yeah.
So in that 2 weeks, all I did was, I think I was just playing, 2018, I was just playing God of War, came out on PS4. And I dedicated that 2 weeks to play it and just drink wine and eat cheese. As a bloke, you know?
Yeah. That can't have been good for...
Well, it was in... So in winter, I drink wine and cheese. And
okay, so your diet has obviously led you to kidney stones.
Oh, yeah. I didn't drink water. And all I ate was mac and cheese.
Yeah.
For like...
2 years.
2.5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good lesson to learn, kids.
It was sick, though.
Just drink more water. I mean... How much did it hurt when the kidney stone passed? Was it just a singular?
Well, we're getting there.
Okay.
So for weeks, it hurt. It hurt to pee. Every piss would be like, oh, fuck, I have to pee.
Yeah.
It's like, have you ever gotten soap down your piss hole?
Yes.
And it like stings?
Yes.
It's like that, but all the way down to the inside.
So I've had a few times where it feels like I got to pee, but I don't need to pee.
Okay.
The doctors are like, oh, it just could be like that you are dehydrated or it could be like a small UTI that will pass kind of thing.
Yeah.
But that's a very uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah.
Anything like that, yuck.
True.
That's more uncomfortable than painful though. And you can sort of just sit on the toilet and play on your phone and ignore that anyway.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if I do need to pee, hey, guess what?
So this was like a pure burning sensation.
Okay.
From like-
razor blades.
Or the, like where your dick starts inside your body.
Yeah.
From there.
I've had a catheter inserted while I am not under. And brutal. And a dude did it to me.
Oh, I think I had a chick do it to me.
The dude offered to let me do it myself.
What? Fuck off.
Yeah.
I would tell him to fucking kill me.
You know what? Now I think about it.
Mm.
Some dudes, I mean, there's probably porn about dick insertion videos, right?
I need to talk about this dick thing with the stone or else I'm going to lose it.
Okay.
So.
Just saying that, you know, there might be people that are like, fuck yeah, I'll do it myself, mate. I love that.
So towards the end of my 2 week holiday where I just fucking played God of War on the hardest difficulty over and over and drank wine and ate mac and cheese and walked REM and worked out.
Yep.
When I started peeing, obviously because I pissed a lot because I was drinking a lot of alcohol.
Yep.
It started hurting more and more and more. And then finally, towards like the second last day, it hurt so much. Like my dick was like, swollen.
Yeah.
It was swollen. It was in the shaft of my cock.
Fuck.
And there was one piss.
Fuck.
I was like.
It was stuck.
It was stuck.
Ah.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, kind of. And it felt like there was like a knife in there. Anyway, so I was sitting down playing God of War and I knew I had to drink so much to get enough pee to force it out.
Yeah.
I drank 2 bottles of wine. And it got to a point where I sat on the toilet and I sat there and I pushed so hard that I pushed it out and I heard it go ting on the bowl.
Did you keep it?
No, I went in the toilet because I pissed. I pissed for like two. You know how long I piss?
Yeah, yeah.
I pissed for like 3.5 minutes.
So did it just look like one of those, you know, nerds?
It looked like a sour lemon nerd.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. And it's so painful that you...
And my dick hurt for 3 weeks after that.
Yeah, because it would have been torn a little bit.
The whole thing was fucked. Like, I haven't pissed the same since. Like, I'm not even kidding. I haven't pissed the same since.
No, you wouldn't. You'd have scar tissue through there. Yeah. Because if it's big enough, right, it's a buildup of calcium. So it would have the sharp sort of edges that calcium buildups have. It wouldn't be a nice, smooth, you know, stone. It hasn't had years of being softened by running, trickling water down a creek.
I smashed it with alcohol, and then, you know, I am constructed alternatively. I didn't just let it sit. I smashed it with more alcohol and then fucking forced it out before it became a problem.
You probably should have gone to see a doctor.
Mate, what's the point? I am.
They could have used laser to break it down in your body and make it much smaller.
Mate, there's no torture I can't endure now. You don't understand.
Is there a record for the size past kidney stone?
I don't know. But it was not big.
Yeah.
But I guess it was quite actually large.
Like, yeah, I want to know what's big.
Like, it was large enough that my fucking, in total, my cock was swollen for like 6 weeks. And like, hurt to piss for like 2.5 months.
Why didn't you go see a doctor? Or did you go see a doctor?
Nah. Because I already solved it. I pissed it out and then 2.5 weeks later it was fine.
That's a long time to be in extravagant pain.
Yeah, but you know, men struggle, mate.
Yeah. I'm going to Google this.
All right, I'm going to have a diary.
What's a big, what are called kidney stone?
Yeah.
All right, a big kidney stone. A large one's considered 5 millimeter or larger.
Holy fuck.
Now, based on their size, they may have trouble moving through a urinary tract out of the body. In fact, they are prone to become lodged, causing severe pain and other symptoms.
I fucking pissed mine out.
You know, it got lodged. It caused you pain.
Take this, mainstream doctors. Crowy one, you cunts, zero. I fucking pissed it out. Because it was big enough to go ting.
I think it was lodged for 2 weeks deep somewhere in the tract, not in your bladder.
Oh, this motherfucker was around for a while. There's no torture I can't endure.
It says stones greater than 1 centimeter in size rarely pass on their own. So maybe you're fine. Oh, yeah, maybe you're right.
You don't understand the pain. Imagine your dick getting ripped apart from the inside.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Spread out like tendrils like that.
Oh. No, getting the catheter put in was gypsy enough for me.
It's like that, but scraping.
Yeah. Yeah, because he used lube.
Yeah. I was just pissing it out. Me, wine, and cheese.
You know what? You.
Fucking hell. We can get through anything.
You won doctors none, but.
Yeah.
Kidney stone won, Crowy none.
No, because I beat it.
No,
I beat it.
No, you didn't.
I beat it. I fucking beat it.
It did everything it intended to do.
Yeah. It didn't get stuck in my kidney and make me die.
It built its army.
Yeah.
They formed a tight squadron.
And
they fought their way out, lodged in certain key points.
Yeah.
Fortified.
Yeah.
Did as much damage at each fortification that they could.
The shaft.
Until
yes.
they were finally and inevitably.
Yeah. Ejected.
Forced out.
Yeah.
Ejected. But you know what?
What?
More Spartans will come.
Nah. Because I'm better now. I only drink on Fridays.
True. You could be safe.
Yeah. But like back then, I was drinking every day.
Do you want to do a recording for an intro?
Oh, okay.
What am I going to say? For the main High Files podcast.
Hey, you guys.
Oh, it doesn't have to be scripted. We could just do, hey, you know, let's say.
Off the roof?
Let's just say, and I can cut it together or something.
All right. If you want,
come
mate.
To an agreement.
Okay.
Do something together and just imagine the music that's there and we'll listen to the music that's going now.
All right.
And as a special treat, as a bonus episode, the whole attempt at a recording gets put into the scraps.
Yeah, fuck them.
And they hear the final cut when it's there. But if you are not interested in listening to an attempt at a recording of this, you can leave now.
You can fucking leave, cunt.
Yeah.
Love you, by the way.
Yeah. It's probably not going to be funny. We're going to just have to.
Oh, it's going to be funny.
I'm going to keep it serious.
What are you talking about? You're the least serious person I know.
I think. There's some truth to that.
That was a joke, by the way. That was a joke.
But there is some truth to that. I'm very lighthearted, but still serious.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd call myself flippant.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Except when it comes to government.
Oh, yeah, and toads.
Yeah. Oh, toads.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that shit.
Yeah, get the CTK number one out.
Oh, fucking oath, cunt.
All right, I was thinking something along the lines of, you know what? Maybe I should use AI to quickly write something.
Oh, the intro. Yeah, I remember that.
Let me have a quick smoke. I'm really thirsty. Can we pause this?
Yeah, we can pause
and
this.
Go get a drink.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
and we'll come and do this attempt later.
Yes, sir.
5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking hunky dory.
Fucking pause.
Paused it.
I think I just saw it out the corner of my eye as I'm walking in here.
Little slimy boy.
And it made me think that's a really good spot to hide if I was a cane toad.
What, by the murder weapon?
Yeah, it's the last place you'll look.
Very true. How long do you stay there for, though? Until the humans go away?
Yeah, like Woody from Toy Story.
Yeah, true.
Listen to this. Sound of a match striking, followed by a few seconds of atmospheric musical silence.
Okay.
But the match striking's a nice touch. You know that flint for lighting your joint up?
Yeah.
Sorry, lighting your cigarette up?
Yeah.
And then you say, all right, light it up, folks.
Light it up, folks.
No, you say, all right, light it up, folks.
All right, light it up, folks.
Welcome back to the High Files.
Welcome back to the High Files.
The show where we puff.
Show where we puff.
Watch.
Watch.
And ponder.
And ponder.
The unexplained mysteries of the X-Files.
The unexplained mysteries of the X-Files.
And then I'll say, that's right. Whether it's aliens, government conspiracies, or Mulder being extra stupid.
What?
And you say, very stupid, or something to that effect.
Mulder's not stupid.
Well, that was my take on it. I can say something else. It says he's dramatic. I didn't like that either, though.
Too tenacious. Because he is too tenacious.
Spooky.
Tenacious. Fits his character.
All right, that's right. That's all right. No, wait.
And this is where AI falls apart, mate. There's no heart in it.
Nah. Well, all right. I got it. That's right. Whether it's alien bukkakis, Bigfoot, or Scully's grippers, we got you fucking covered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you said is fine as a good response. Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bukkak. Bukkak.
Da, da, da.
So, wants me to say something along the lines of, we're here to break it all down for you, and of course we're always keeping an eye on Scully's grippers for that extra level of detail. But I think maybe I'll just say, oh, and with Scully's grippers, we look for those details.
Mate, the grippers are outplayed. They've passed now.
I love Scully's grippers though, and if they come on screen, I want to see them.
Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you?
I just don't want to miss that.
You're a changed man.
Oh, I don't know.
When we started this podcast, it was about the X-Files. And now it's just about Scully's fucking sweaty ass, parmesan cheese looking ass grippers.
I think she's gross and her feet are gross. Yeah. But
You want to savor the smell, don't you?
I think I get a kick in knowing that. I think I get a kick knowing that Mulder's stuck with it. He's already too deep in his commitment to
it. Oh, fuck. He can't even smell the cheese anymore. Coming from those groupie boys. Who needs a cow when she's making cheese for free? She's ready. She's got a pomace stone. She's there ready for the fucking shaving. Hey, would you say when on your spaghetti bolognese? Yes, Scully. She's out there with her foot.
Mamma mia.
Oh, absolutely delightful, Scully. Hey, thank you, Mulder. She making cheese for free, son.
Didn't know we were going to have a Scully's Grippers montage, but...
You fucking brought it up.
All right.
Just saying.
All right. So...
It's in the past.
All right. I won't talk about... I won't mention that. You just say...
Now, Mulder's group.
You're like, whoa.
Well, yeah, man.
Just say... Just tell us what we're going to expect from the episode and maybe some tangents that they can find and that we'll scrap later.
Hey, guys. On this episode, you can guarantee we'll get down to some really serious plot points and maybe some wild tangents. By the way, sometimes we forget what we're talking about, but it's all part of the show, baby. And as long as you're there for the ride, it's crazy good times. So now buckle up and get ready for the next episode of the High Files.
Speaking of tangents, don't worry. The random stuff that we do talk about mid-convo or when we're having a quick smoke, we'll just chuck that in the scraps episode so you don't miss anything. I mean, probably the stuff you want to miss in some cases, but if you're having a smoke with us, it might roll really well. Actually, you can say, Crowley, think of it as smoke break bonus. You're welcome. Just casually say it to me.
It replaces smoke break now.
Yeah. Think of it as...
Because everything we do now will be... Oh, no. Scraps is like podcast related.
Think of it as our smoke break bonus because it's a bonus episode.
Okay. What do you want me to say?
Think about it as a smoke break bonus. You're welcome.
Think about Scraps as the smoke break...
You can just be normal crowy. You don't
no,
have to.
I can't.
You can just tell. Well, tell me then that I can think about scraps as the smoke break bonus. Wait, you're welcome.
If you want to hear more dog shit, then listen to the smoke break scraps. It's not smoke break. It's kind of like the extra parts of the podcast that just don't make sense. So they're called the scraps. So if you like smoke break, which we haven't done in a while because fucking life happens, you know what I'm saying, son? Anyway, that's what you're looking forward to. And if you don't want to listen to it, who fucking cares? GG Nori.
Yeah, I think I can work that out somewhere there. All right. Are you ready to crack into the episode and let's get into it?
What episode?
Is this the pod?
Hey, we're finished.
Nah, that's the intro recording.
Oh. Wait, is this the pod?
Yeah, we're still doing pod.
Oh, fuck.
Well, this is scrap. This is us just trying to record the intro.
Yeah.
Now at the
is
end.
Is this the pod?
Now we're at the end of the intro.
Laugh track. He said the thing.
I was going to say it's going to be like that. Did I do that?
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
Is this the pod?
Is this the pod? What are you doing? Hey, actually, surprise, we're going to have a guest next week.
Who?
Patty.
Patty who?
So Patty's a...
Postman Pat?
Patty worked in some interesting fields. We might be able to get into that with him. I don't know if he's comfortable sharing some of it, but I'll ask him anyway. I'll put him on the spot.
Oh, Jesus. Don't do that.
And, yep. But he's going to watch X-Files with us and sit here and talk about it with us.
Is he going to be under the influence?
Yeah, he's having Pelini drinks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just going to say, actually, I've already said it. All right, Crow, let's get into it. Are you ready to crack this episode open, Crow?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Is this the pod?
Yeah. And then atmospheric music fades in briefly before transitioning to the main discussion, which is you being like, oh, it's better than coming.
Wow, that's crazy good.
Yeah.
That's good squishy.
That's what's there. All right, that's all we need to do. I think that'll be enough for me to like chop up and put together.
Add anything you want. Oh, my God. Wow. That's true. Wow.
Give me some of your best voice impressions.
Okay.
And I will just throw them randomly in the scraps episode between scraps.
Yeah. I'm going to need a few to warm up, though.
Yeah, no, take your time. Yeah.
I'm going with Scooby-Doo first.
You know what? And you can listen back to them later.
Mm.
I'll pick my favorites.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it still, I won't use it.
Rikes? Rikes, Reggie? I like Scoob. What are we doing here? I don't know, Reggie. My favorite Shaggy one is the one from the live action movie, where he's just like, hey, the only thing better than an eggplant burger is a chocolate covered eggplant burger. Yeah. And Scooby's like, like, Scoobo, grab the food, oh, let's scrammo. Like, it's fucking so good. Because it's implied they're smoking weed when they're just making burgers. Fuck, I want to watch that movie tonight so bad.
We have to get into Alien.
Oh, fuck.
The
Romulus.
We can watch the one in between now, yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, anyway.
Mm.
Scooby. I do a good Scooby.
Lois.
Oh, Peter.
It's funny because there's a driver at work called Peter.
Yeah.
And I say that to him. He's like, what's going on? My real name. And I go, oh, Peter. And he's just like, fuck off. And I go, Lois. Whatever.
Yeah, it's good.
It's fucking so bad. I actually got in trouble for doing Scooby-Doo impressions.
At work?
Yeah. Like the fucking came out.
Yeah.
Before she went away to whatever.
Is that because customers are around? They're like...
Well, no, it's like, then we're not even open, cunt.
Oh, so what's wrong with doing impression?
Yeah, I'm in charge of my little area. Leave me alone. And it's just like, I was...
What, is she the fun police?
Yeah, she is. She is the fun police. And I don't stand for it. I don't want to be discriminated against no mulp.
Impressions should be...
Free reign.
Yeah. Like, that's morale crushing kind of thing. Like, it makes you not want to fucking be there.
It was so funny because she's like... These impressions are really good, but we need to get to work. And I'm like, we're all vibing, right? You know what I mean? We're having a laugh and we're like super like efficient. You know what I mean? And yeah. I'm like, don't tell my people how to fucking work. Because I know how to make them, like, if we're laughing, having fun, the day the work just flies by, cunt. Like, you're ahead. Guess what happened? You know what happened when I come back to work?
behind. Oh, yeah, because you had to take a few days off.
Yeah.
Yes. This happened.
Yeah.
I won't include this on the pod.
No, just keep that out. But anyway. So, where I was doing the impression.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's really funny, but like, no impressions. And she turned around and walked away, and I was like, zoinks.
Fucking hilarious. Yeah.
This is like, and we all fucking started cracking up. It was really funny. Yeah, but just take any sound bites. Like, oh, your mum's gay.
All right. Well, I'm going to head inside.
Yeah.
Does the mic move make much noise when you move it now? The, like, moving it back and forth and shit? Or is it a bit quieter through the headphones? Oh, no, that's still
heaps. It's still the same, but I only move it when you don't notice.
Because I can't hear this as much.
Yeah, because like, look how it's got, like, some kind of insulation on the inside of it.
Like, when I'm doing that, it's nowhere. It's, oh, Jesus, it's, I can see why it's worth more money.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah,
yeah, I might go inside, have a few more c***s actually, and watch The Sopranos on the iPad outside, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to finish up this fucking whatever it is. And I'll probably go to bed because I need to get drunk tomorrow night.
Yeah, you got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maple Leaf game in the morning too, by the way.
Fuck. 10 o'clock?
Yeah, it'll be around then. We're playing against Tampa Bay.
Big game or no?
Yeah, pretty big game. We don't have many players. We're missing a lot of stars. But Austin Matthews might be back.
Oh. Mm. Could be good.
Could be very good. I'm going to leave most of this shit in here.
All right.
Come in and get it later. Close that.
Yeah, I'm going to take this stuff.
Oh, pardon me. I'll take my paraphernalia and my iPad. I think. Just electronics will hang about in here.
All right, let's break.
Fucking peace out.
See ya.
Whoa. Hey. Everyone was leaving.
Hey, remember, don't let the government tell you what to do.
Yep.
Revolt.
Revolting.